Children's Research. These individuals were pre-screened to ensure that they had no preconceived opinions about Psy, either for or against. The purpose of the review, one of many conducted over the two decades of the U.S. government's involvement, was as follows. The prime motivation for the professional commitment invested by the committee members was based on the high potential payoff which the parapsychological phenomena could have for the military and intelligence communities if, indeed, such effects could be harnessed, controlled, and further advanced. Their assessment of the evidence was stated in careful, measured terms. On balance, the committee has indeed been persuaded that there is some probability that effects attributed to the remote viewing phenomena exist under unexplained circumstances and in conjunction with particular individuals. Another classified review, nearly two decades later, issued by the Defense Intelligence Agency, concluded that progress had been made. The evidence for a valid information transfer anomaly, a euphemism the committee used for remote viewing, meets all recognized statistical and methodological criteria. This means the anomaly cannot be explained by poor experimental design, incorrect protocols, faulty analyses, or fraud. The magnitude of this anomaly is considered to be medium to large when compared to other known human behaviors. It's important to appreciate that these reports were not intended for public consumption. The government agencies seeking these reviews were charged with two no-nonsense questions. Do reports of Psi phenomena represent a threat to national security? And can these abilities, assuming they exist, be used for espionage? The answers were in the affirmative. The same conclusions were reached by many other U.S. government reviews, both classified and in the public domain. If this is so, then why, when you surf the Internet looking for answers, does the question of the existence of Psi remain so controversial? The simple truth is that people believe what they want to believe. And now that you've listened to this book, you also know that the controversy persists because Psi implies magic, and nearly everyone within Western culture, especially those in academia, and even more so those who hold strong religious beliefs, have been influenced by thousands of years of negative propaganda. Thus, to maintain comfort, we've collectively agreed to relocate real magic into entertainment and fiction, where it happily earns billions of dollars. Spiritual materialism. A proportion of those who are sincerely dedicated to esoteric practices, especially meditation, will at some point come to a fork in the road. Are they interested in transcending the tribulations of being human and go for enlightenment, or would they rather go for power? Both paths are possible. Enlightenment occurs when personal consciousness realizes that it is identical with universal consciousness. This is not just an appreciation of the abstract idea that I've summarized as lowercase c equals capital C, but a direct, tangible, certain realization of this identity. This is the principal truth described by mystics throughout history, and individuals who glimpse that truth often describe it as the most profound transformational event in their lifetime. Or, if they believe in reincarnation, then it's the culmination of all of their lifetimes. Defining precisely what enlightenment means is not a simple matter because the experience itself is so far from the everyday world. As meditation teacher Shinzen Young puts it, you can think of enlightenment as a kind of permanent shift in perspective that comes about through direct realization that there is no thing called self inside you. To be clear, it's not that lowercase c isn't real, but rather that it misidentifies itself with the brain and the body. That misapprehension is what maintains the sense of personal ego and separateness, and that's why magic and the esoteric principle of interconnectedness clash so violently with common sense. Bodies are separate, and minds certainly seemed to be locked inside them. So how could my intentions affect anything outside of me? How can I know what someone else is thinking? How can I tell what will happen tomorrow? As we've seen, based on the current scientific worldview, you can't. But within the esoteric worldview, there is no outside world, no separation, no time. Everything is already within consciousness, which is beyond ordinary space-time. Said another way, when the Indian sage Ramana Maharshi was asked, "How are we to treat others?" his reply was simple, "There are no others." As personal consciousness, lowercase c, draws closer to universal consciousness, capital C, the sense of separateness begins to decrease, and incidents of psychic perception, synchronicities, and manifested intentions begin to increase. These powers can be intoxicating and seductive, which is why in most meditation traditions the student is advised to just regard these phenomena as yardsticks along the path to enlightenment. Don't dwell on them. By contrast, within the magical traditions, these powers are exactly what you're attempting to achieve. Compared to the lofty goals of enlightenment, magic is more commonly associated with the acquisition of egotistical power. But that's just a stereotype. Magic can be used for healing, counseling, enhancing survival, and reducing suffering. The range of possibilities spanning the spiritual-material axis is vast. The bottom line. Many scientific and scholarly disciplines are slowly coming around to the idea that consciousness is far more important than previously imagined. This shift of opinion, combined with the idea that reality is a form of information, provides a renewed appreciation of ancient esoteric legends about magic. If we can get past the supernatural connotations, the religious fears and prohibitions, and the occult baggage, then through the scientific study of magic, we have the potential to make rapid progress in gaining a better understanding of who and what we are. If we can't escape our past, then we may be running headlong into extinction. Magic is real. Let's deal with it. This is Mark Bramhall. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Real Magic, Ancient Wisdom, Modern Science, and a Guide to the Secret Power of the Universe by Dean Radin, Ph.D. This program was directed by Arthur G. Insana. Executive Producer, Aaron Blank. Text, copyright 2018 by Dean Radin. Production, copyright 2018, Penguin Random House, LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.